As we normally do here on a Tuesday every week, Taipei get the power of Australia's biggest independent. We have a chat to our Wildcats coach and Trevor Gleeson. Welcome, Trev. How are you going, mate?
G'day, boys. How are we?
Really well. Pick up today my newspaper, and page 58 is where I find a story. And the headline, Taipan's full of venom. Are you ready to go?
I think we are, yeah. It's been a pretty long layoff. The guys are getting a little bit restless. So, yeah, we're ready to hit the court.
What do you feel about having such a long break between your last match of your season to now rolling into a three-game final series?
Yeah, it's a pity the fever break does that. And, you know, the teams in the finals don't play in fever, so there's a little bit of kirk in it. But you got to use this to your advantage. So we can freshen up some other guys throughout, you know, played a lot of minutes throughout the season. They can be freshen up so, you know, that we're ready to go on Friday night.
It's going to be a high-quality final series, no doubt about that. But what have you been working on? Is it a chance for you to work on a few new plays to keep building that chemistry?
Yeah, all the above. And that's getting Damo back up to the level that we need him for the playoffs. So we're integrating with our Miles still out there. And, you know, we try different tactics at the practice court, and what works we take, what doesn't work so we throw away. And now it's really fine-tuning for Friday night.
Interesting that you didn't mention Tarico White in that. How much has he done through this period, and will he be good to go for Friday?
Yeah, no, look, he's jumping out of his skin. He's ready to go with it. Boys are throwing alley-oops to him. So, yeah, he's good to go, and we need a strong, fit and athletic Tarico out there, and he usually turns up at the playoff time.
With everybody being fit, you've got some hard decisions to make on the starting five. Mitch Norton's filled in very well for Damian Martin in his absence. Who are you likely to go for in the starting five? Can you give us something?
Yeah, well, we'll probably decide that later on. But Mitch has been outstanding. I'm not totally sure how many games Damo was out for and what our record. But our last seven games, we're 6-1 with Miles in the lineup. And the starters have been really good, getting us off to a great start, being very aggressive, and, you know, that's what it takes in playoff time.
When it comes to Cairns, and I know that you probably don't really want to reflect too far back, but when they came to our court here earlier this season, they got the job done, and this is a team you've got to be wary of. I mean, they were the wooden spooner last year, so they've done a bloody good job to get to where they have, finishing third on the table.
Yeah, without a question. They've got some quality imports, and they probably underperformed last year, and this year they've played, you know, some great basketball. And these four teams, we know how strong the competition was when you're 15 and 13 and you miss out on the playoffs like New Zealand and Brisbane did. And these four teams, there's not much separating them at all. They're highly talented and very, very well coached. So we've got a lot of respect for Cairns, and we know we're going to have our, you know, bring our A game to get the win.
How much time do you put into a team when you head towards the finals? Is it double what you would normally put in, triple what you would normally put in because of the time you have to do it?
Yeah, we the first week we take care of ourselves. We just want to fine tune what we're doing, and now this week we want to work a little bit on Cairns. We don't want to overdo it. By the time you play, you're sick to death of it, but it's a fine balance you've got to be as a coach to get yourself ready and prepare for the opposition, but not overkill that, you know, it's too much when the, you know, the bright lights come on.
How much work are you putting into the import duo, Oliver and Scott Mercado? Because, mate, they have been bugbears of yours.
Yeah, they've been really good, without a question. And, you know, that's quality imports, and they can really get it going with the on the scoring at any time, so... the other way, they're going to have to defend us too. They're going to have to defend Bryce, and they're going to have to defend Miles. So, you know, we've got a few things up our sleeve ready to go for them.
On the back of a few of your youngsters that really stepped up in the last round when you rested a couple of players, do you have more confidence to give them bigger opportunity through the playoffs?
Yeah, I have. It's Wani has been absolutely fantastic. He's been training the house down this last week. He's been really aggressive. He's using his athleticism, grabbing the ball above the rim and starts the fast break. He's been improving all the way through that we hoped throughout the season, but he had that ankle injury that missed the first 15 games. So Yeah, look, really impressed with Warnie, and I'm sure he's going to have a great final series.
At the start of the season, would you have taken where you are right now in terms of wins? You finish in second spot, you get home court advantage, and given that most of your players look like they're fit and firing, would you have taken that?
Yeah, I just broke up a little bit, but at the start of the season, you know, we wanted to finish in the top two, and we've had 19 wins this year, which is one more than last year. It's the second highest wins we've had throughout the season since I've been here. So what you want to do at this time of the year is keep improving, and we've done that the last seven games. And the team that normally improves wins a championship, so we're going to give this thing a shake.
Good luck, mate. We'll be watching, and we'll have a chat to you, win, lose or draw, next Tuesday. Thanks, Trev.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Trevor Gleeson, our Wildcats coach. Tyre Power's Big Buys, Big Brands sale. Buy three, get one free on Falcon tyres this February. Conditions apply. DJ Newbill was in the NBL Awards seconds team. You've got Mikado, who was named in the first five, and he was alongside, of course, a couple of the Wildcats boys. So very well-credentialed team. You throw in Majok Deng into that group as well, Hayes, and this is going to be an intriguing game. Looking forward to our Wildcats in action. We'll be back next, and we'll have a chat to Lee Tudor from the Essendon Football Club. The Bombers arrive tomorrow. You can get down to see him at Lathlane Park. We'll tell you about that next.